This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Said last night, Mark, crypto purchases. If you pay with Bitcoin BTC, you will not. If your customer pays with Bitcoin BTC, you will not earn on that. Okay. But Bitcoin Cash and Dash, which are the two top most used cryptocurrencies at retail, at least here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is one of the hot spots on the planet, you will get paid on that if you're the person who set up the business with the AnyPay Cash Register app. Here's what you do. You download the AnyPay Cash Register app on iOS or Android, set it up for you, meaning on your own phone, you put your addresses in the back end of the system, so when you get a payment, it goes right into whatever wallet you have. Maybe it's Edge Wallet or one of the other ones out there. So then once you're set up to receive payments, you then go and set up your favorite business to accept AnyPay. Use the AnyPay Cash Register app, and then just let AnyPay know. Just tell them about it over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com, and they will get you hooked up. Presuming it's a real business, like, you know, they're gonna check and make sure that's like, you know, real, because this money is not coming out of thin air, right? Like, this isn't coming from, just to be clear, the business owner isn't paying this fee, meaning that when they charge their customer, the customer's not paying extra for this. They're just getting, the business owner's just getting 100% of the sale. So right. The money's coming from elsewhere. The money's coming from, in this case, other things that AnyPay is doing to generate some revenue.
Well, and we had this discussion at the crypto meetup the other day. You know, what is going to eventually drive the price of crypto, you know, higher and higher? Well, that's adoption.
Usage,
right? That's what makes it valuable. So if you've been listening to this show for a time, you're, you know, very familiar with our stance on crypto, and you maybe even also have some. So it's up to everybody who has cryptocurrency to, you know, do their part, you know, to get folks signed up and get this thing moving.
This gives those people an incentive beyond just doing it for the sake of crypto.
Right.
Like, that's good, and I've done a lot of that, but it'd be nice to actually have somebody make a living off of this. It's not to that point yet, right? Because even if you do bring a company on, it's not like there's going to be a barrage of new customers coming in. Yeah, all right, I want to spend my crypto. It's still going to be small. It's going to be a very small portion of their sales, but you will get a cut of every single one of them.
Right, and you're getting that cut in cryptocurrency too. So then
when that
cryptocurrency goes up in value, whatever you receive just went up in value.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's got so much potential.
And it comes right when the sale happens. You don't have to wait a month or weeks or whatever for some check to get cut or whatever. It's just, boom, right there. Comes into your wallet. Let's go to Andrew. He's in Colorado. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I was calling in tonight trying to call about I'm on UAs, and I feel like this is government.
Urine analysis?
Yeah, urine analysis.
Okay.
Government mandated urine analysis. I really genuinely feel like
this. You got warrants?
Government mandated. What's that?
You got warrants?
No, I do
I
not have
be probation.
Warrants.
That's likely probation.
No, that's
right?
It's probation. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. But first of all, let me just say I really feel like this is government-mandated sexual abuse. I mean,
really?
I'm being forced to expose myself. They stare at me while I'm urinating through a mirror. You know, one of the most private acts that somebody commits, going to the bathroom, aside from sex, I guess.
Right.
But, this all came from, I actually have a child abuse charge. Sounds terrible, but What happened was I was at a Denny's eating with my daughter. I was high on weed. The people who work there.
I mean, you're at Denny's, so there's a good chance you're high on weed, right? Sorry, go ahead.
Right. So apparently the people there thought I looked stoned and they called the police. The police came there, asked me. I said, yes, I have had some weed, but drive here. We weren't planning on driving home. I didn't think it would be an issue because, weed's legal. And I thought it was the same as alcohol because that was the law that was passed. And you're allowed to have a drink with your kid at the restaurant as long as you're not driving home drunk. But apparently they said you have to have one sober party there, and it turned into a child abuse charge. I lost my daughter.
What?
I'm on. Yeah, tons of
stuff. They said that
you had,
hold on. They say that in Colorado, you have to have a sober party when you're just out and about or out with your own child.
No matter what, if you're supervising a child, there has to be one sober party there.
Oh,
so if I was there with someone else who was sober, it wouldn't have been child abuse. But I wasn't high off my butt, I was a little stoned.
Yeah, because so many stoners are beating their children.
Yeah, this is insane.
Right.
I've not heard anything
like this.
No, dude,
you are in a pickle. And I know what you mean about the invasiveness of the government-mandated UA. It's far different. Most folks' only brushes with UAs is like a pre-employment drug screen, right, where you go to some clinic and, they kind of leave the door open a little bit, but they're not staring at you. But when it's government mandated, it's a little bit different.
So wait a minute. I just want to know. So they arrested you in front of your kid? What happened there?
Oh, yeah. So what they did was I asked that they arrested me, put me in handcuffs. My daughter's crying, asking me, what's wrong, Dad?
Now, that's
wrong,
child
Dad?
Abuse.
Yeah, that's child abuse. But they called her mother. Luckily, they didn't put her into protective custody.
Right.
I'm not with her mother, but her mother came and picked her up. Looked at me like I was the biggest piece of crap in the world, and left with my daughter. And since that day, that was a little over a year ago, and I have not seen my daughter once since then. I've been working to get her back since then. I'm still on UAs, still trying to show them that I'm clean and all that, prove to them, even though I hate working with the government. Like, I have to get my daughter back. That's the most important thing to me. But
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Go in there to take a UA, I feel violated, and
it is a violation. And the idea, the suggestion here is that you're somehow not sober if you have had smoked a little cannabis, and that's not going to affect your ability to parent. It's not there are I don't know how many millions of parents out there in the United States who use cannabis on a recreational basis, but there's a lot of them, and they're fine. They're not beating their kids. They're not becoming more violent. They're not dangerous. They're not. And as you pointed out, you weren't driving. What did you walk there? How'd you get there?
Yeah, I lived right next to the Denny's at the time, and we walked there, and we're going to walk back home.
Right. So, there's no risk whatsoever. Yeah. You're not going to lose track. Oh, my God, where'd she go? And then you're not going to lose track of your daughter or something like that just because you've had a little bit of cannabis. But here's what I want to recommend to everybody out there. And, again, I'm not an attorney, so this isn't legal advice. But my recommendation, based on my experience, is do not answer these people's questions.
Yeah.
You basically talked your way into an arrest in that circumstance because you were honest with those cops thinking, oh, there's no problem here. Well, it turns out you didn't know what all the laws were, and you told them what the truth was, and they went ahead and punished you for it.
At that point, you're guilty.
Right.
Whereas you could have said, I don't know what these officers are talking about. Are they medical professionals? How could they possibly know whether I was stoned or not?
You could have said, I don't answer questions.
Well,
leave me alone.
Oh, yeah. It was a huge mistake, and I even went as far as to tell them how much edible I had eaten. Which in the report, they said that was equivalent to a keg of beer in their police report, which obviously they have no idea what the equivalent of a keg of beer is.
Oh, my
God. It
was
like 30 milligrams, which is nothing for me, but,
my advice to you is be very careful and you know, tread carefully, because now you have family court involved, right? It's because there's a child involved, now you have family court involved, and of all of the courts in the United States of America, that family court is the least responsible and the most powerful without hardly any oversight. So be very careful.
Andrew, feel free to let us know if there's any other developments of interest in the case. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Surprise! Don't talk to the police. It will almost never be to your benefit. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
the captain.
And Mark. I want to tell you about Balance of Nature. This product, they've got quite a few products, but their fruit and veggie capsules are what I am most enamored with. And what we're talking about right now, with these fruit and veggie capsules, you can take three of each. That's six capsules, and you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. It's a lot. People report after taking Balance of Nature, skin looking better, bags under their eyes go away, an increase in energy, body pains reduced or goes away, getting sick less or not at all. You can go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no additional charge and additional set of fruits and veggies. It's a limited time offer. Don't wait. I've taken these. I think they're great. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL. Balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go back to your calls and thoughts, and then we got more on hacking your car coming up here in a little bit. What kind of data is your car collecting on you? We'll talk about it. But first, we've got Alexander calling in. He is on the line all the way from the Mariana Islands. Good afternoon. Alexander, what time is it over there?
It's about 12:20 p.m.
12:20,
yeah,
so
just calling in.
High noon over there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard that last call was absolutely heart-wrenching to hear what happened to that caller. And it just made me think about how important it is to keep your privacy up and make it as hard as possible for the government to infringe on your rights. And in regards to that, I suggest that all your listeners look into window tinting laws in their area.
Mm.
Since all Americans are driving around most of the day to get to work, to go on errands, having increased window tint can really improve your privacy on a day-to-day basis. Could be the difference between getting pulled over and not.
Yeah, some states are pretty restrictive on this. New Hampshire is not a good state when it comes to window tinting. I believe there's no tinting allowed, if I recall correctly, on like the front windows. You can have tinting on the like the rear seat windows, but and then maybe the back window as well. I'm not an attorney, and I have not researched this closely. I know that's better in Florida. And what's the law out in Marianas?
There isn't a law, actually, now that you mention it. I just got
just get out a can of black spray paint and do the whole thing.
That's not very safe.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
I just got my car completely blacked out now, and it feels so much better, both the UV protection and, more importantly, the privacy.
So wait, just to be clear, you already got a car. You've been down there two weeks. You already snagged a car for yourself?
Yeah, I just went on to the local Facebook buy and sell group, negotiated with a Chinese non-citizen but Chinese resident here, picked up his car, signed it over. It was a pretty easy process all in all.
Really?
Nice. I went and looked for a Marianas Islands Craigslist and was unable to find it.
Hmm.
Yeah, what they used there was a Facebook. They like to keep it personal. They don't want all those Craigslist scammers on there. Instead, if you have it tied to your personal identity, it's much safer and more trusted.
Man, I don't want to be getting back on Facebook.
Yeah,
I can tell you that. I've been off Facebook for 2 years. Although I got to say that people really do seem to like the Facebook Marketplace. I've heard a lot of good things about it. Like Aria needed a skateboard. She went on there, found one, no time, like cheap $30 skateboard or whatever, got her what she needed, and she got it fast. So it sounds like it's probably one of the better features that they've got. So you bought this car. Was it like an American car, a Japanese car? Because the Mariana Islands are like almost to Japan and China. Like it's in the Asian Pacific or whatever. So like what kind of car was it?
I bought a Nissan car, a Japanese car.
So
Japanese cars are the cheapest and have the most availability for parts. But they do sell Jeeps and Fords and all the American classics.
Now, so you bought a used car, and did it have, like, is the steering wheel on the left side of the car, or is it on the right side? Meaning, if you're sitting in looking out the front of the car.
It's the same as it is everywhere else in America.
Okay.
The
interesting.
Left side.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's any place in America where you drive on the wrong side of the road.
Sure, and I presume that also means you're driving on the same side of the road as you would in the United States.
That's correct. Yeah, I don't want to give people the wrong impression. Although the freedoms might seem like those better than the U.S., it is still the U.S.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but as you pointed out before, the crypto frontier, cryptofrontier.org, that's this project of migrating crypto people to the Mariana Islands. You've argued that it is probably the freest of all the places in the United States because it's not quite, you know, it's not a state, and so it doesn't have the same overbearing federal level of invasion. I mean, the feds are there. There's no doubt about it. But it's not quite the same. You've pointed out that they have looser immigration rules, so more people can come there without, you know, as much trouble, for instance.
Yeah. Well, in regards to your federal comment, the federal presence, measured by expenditure at least, is the lowest of anywhere in the U.S.
Hmm.
It's about $16 million a year of federal spending. Which
That's
is much, much lower. I believe New Hampshire is over $100
million.
Wow. So there's a big difference in federal spending. There is a DHS and a TSA, but instead of having hundreds of each agent, you'll have a couple. The FBI right. field office is not even a handful of people here.
Nice.
So there is a federal presence, but it's much smaller. And you feel that in the lack of regulations and docents. The lack of taxes, the lack of many other things that...
Well, I don't think the feds control window tinting laws. Those are generally state-related laws. But it is good to know that there are no regulations on that. So when you went, you got your window tinting, what percentage... don't they rate it by, like, percentage of light that is allowed through?
Yeah, that's how they sometimes do it. The place I did, they had, like, medium and dark. And dark is
dark.
Blacked out. You can't see anything in. And
nice.
Medium is probably illegal. Like,
I love it, man.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to share?
Update.
Yeah.
Letting you know that you should look into tinting laws in your state. It can make a big difference in your privacy. And if you're fed up with the lack of tint freedom, you know where to come.
There you go. Thanks, Alexander. CryptoFrontier.org is his website. By the way, I did send out an announcement, Mark, that you are on your second-to-last show from New Hampshire
yep.
on Free Talk Live. Your
Pretty
last
much.
Show is going to be on Wednesday night, and then you're leaving first to Hong Kong for a few days, like
yep.
a week maybe.
Not even.
And then you're going to be going from Hong Kong to the Mariana Islands, where you will be making a home for yourself there for some indeterminate period of time.
Right. I mean, I don't know exactly what's going to happen to the Mariana Islands, but I've seen the case made that it could be a very free place and that it'd be a great place to attract people who are interested in creating a crypto cluster and perhaps, spur some adoption. So... yeah, I'm going to go check it out.
We've created a chat room on our Discord server, and I've seen Alexander in there answering some questions. Not everybody is friendly, of course, on the Discord server, so you are going to get some viewpoints that are going to be challenging. But it's a good place to go and kind of talk about things. We've been talking about the internet connectivity, which is surprisingly good,
right.
actually, out there, because like a bunch of lines go into Guam, and the Marianas are just to the north of Guam, so there's really good internet connectivity there as well. We got more coming up here. Thanks, Alexander. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Rising tensions as President Trump and Iran trade threats as huge angry crowds in that country mourn top terrorist leader Soleimani. President Trump goes on the Rush Limbaugh show saying he should have been taken out a long time ago and we had a shot at it and we took him out. Meanwhile, leaders in Iran pressuring Iraq to force 5,000 of our U.S. troops out of the country. Still unclear, though, if Americans will be forced to leave the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, which was under attack New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Defense Secretary Mark Esper saying there has been no decision made to leave Iraq, period. Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 68.5 points, the Nasdaq up almost 51, the S&P 500 gaining 11 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also join us on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. As I mentioned, there is the Mariana Islands chat room there. There's different chat rooms. There's one for gaming and one for discussion of New Hampshire, which is, of course, where the longest-running freedom migration has been happening. Cryptocurrency is one of our chat rooms there. There's one for not-safe-for-work memes and things like that.
Oh, my.
So fun stuff over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop on in there, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners who may or may not share your opinions. So head on over there and have fun at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian. Oh, yep, you noticed, Captain, before you and I did.
Yeah, you're trying to silence the dissent? That seems anti-you. It's Captain Kickass, everybody.
And Mark.
Let's get back into your story, Captain. You brought in this piece about... It's talking about the Chevy Volt, but they admit in the first paragraph that that was randomly chosen as the car where they looked closely. They hired a hacker at the Washington Post and said, we want to know all about the data that this car is collecting. And so it's not just the Volt. It's going to be not probably every car in Chevy's line, and probably the Toyotas, and probably the Nissans, and probably everything out there likely at this point, whether it's government mandated or just the direction the industry's going in, you better expect that there's some kind of computer watching you.
Yeah, for sure. From using your phone to warming up the cabin on a winter day to setting speed limits for the teenage drivers, you know, telematics can make your life easier, but you're probably
telematics.
Not...
That's a new word for me.
Yeah.
Telematics.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, the ability...
Is it T-E-L-E?
Yeah, just like you think, M-A-T-I-C-S. Can make life easier, but you're probably not surprised to hear that these upsides come with some potential downsides.
I'm
going to
define it here if you don't mind. Telematics is an interdisciplinary field that encompasses telecommunications, vehicular technologies, for instance, road transportation, safety, electrical engineering, and computer science. So, yeah, computers and cars, basically.
Right. And this was proven in a big way by Washington Post tech columnist Jeffrey Fowler. We've been over this part already. The reporter made it clear that this is not a Volt thing or a Chevy thing.
Right.
Nearly all new cars now have connectivity, including onboard internet connections. For now, exactly what information goes where is a bit of an unknown by anyone other than the automakers themselves, as Fowler writes. My Chevy's dashboard didn't say what the car was recording. It wasn't in the owner's manual. There was no way to download it. To figure this out, Fowler had someone hack into the Volt. He discovered that the car was recording details about where the car was driven and parked, call logs, identification information for his phone, and contact information from his phone, right down to people's addresses, emails, and even photos.
Wow.
Well, that sounds so bad until you realize... That's true for Google for everybody, right?
Sure.
Like, you've got your phone. Like, Google knows all that information about you already.
Right.
So it's just, oh.
And Apple.
A different corporation is trying to mine your data.
Right.
Well, they're mining the data that's captured on, say, a Google device that you've connected now to your car, and now both entities have all that information.
Correct.
Replicates, right? In another example, Fowler bought a Chevy infotainment computer on eBay, used, I presume, and was able to extract private information from it about whoever owned it before him, including pictures of the person the previous owner called, quote, wow, sweetie, unquote. While GM That's was nice, the subject way. Of Fowler's experiments, it's not the only company collecting data on its drivers.
No, I suspect not.
In 2017, the U.S. Government Accountability Office looked at automakers and their data privacy policies and found that the 13 car companies it looked at are not exactly using best practices. For example, while automakers say they obtain explicit consumer consent before collecting the data, the GAO says that they offered few options besides opting out of all connected vehicle services to consumers who did not want to share their data.
Yeah, I find that a lot of this, what was the term that they called it?
Telematics.
Telematics really isn't that great when it comes to the car. For me, the best...
Yeah, as far as your experience.
My experience.
User.
The best feature I found sort of new cars is this adaptive cruise control. So you can have, you can set a cruise control on my car at 55 or whatever, and as low as 25, and I don't know how high you can go. And it will go that speed until it finds an obstacle and a little, you know, stoppish. Like if a car is in front of you, it'll slow to the speed that car's at. If that car is going 40, it'll slow to 40. And then if that car turns off, it'll speed back up to 55. I've had the car in front of me come to a complete stop at a stoplight. And then the vehicle, and then start going again.
Yeah.
And my vehicle picks back up and goes forward.
Pretty handy.
It's nice. I mean, it's almost driving itself at that point.
It could definitely save somebody from an accident,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Yep.
Okay, so these companies are collecting this data, no doubt about it. I mean, that's almost to be expected at this point in technology and time. But what about the government? I mean, here, I think it's ironic that you have a government accountability office talking about how bad these companies are, when in point of fact, it's probably the government that has mandated a lot of the technology go into these cars.
Yeah.
And further, they certainly will utilize this technology to do things like, you know, gather your data about you if they are trying to collect data on where you're going and what you're doing with your car. They've got a warrant to track you. They'll get access to all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then they'll use it against you.
Yeah, it's you know, the whole privacy thing is a delicate balance between, you know, convenience and ease of service.
There's no more balance.
Right.
There's no more balance out there. No. It's all, you have no privacy basically by default.
That's
in this world today.
Right.
If you want to try to have more privacy, well, you got to put in some more time and effort.
A bunch of effort. Yeah.
How do you undo the Google web? I mean,
you'd get a flip phone or something like that.
Right. You'd have to really just
check the battery out whenever you aren't using it. Drive to a different location when you want to use your phone. Or, I mean, you can't use pay phones for the most part. They don't exist anymore, barely.
Yeah. No, the only way is to, set up your account. Like, let's say you've got an Android phone, so you're going to be using Google. You set up a new Gmail account. You literally burn that phone, right?
And do nothing with it that could personally identify you.
Right, and delete that Google address that you used to create that. Or, a series of hard resets on your device. Well, it's Tuesday. Time to hard reset my device. back to the factory so that it wipes out all the crap that's on there. But all that's been stored anyway somewhere. So you can't really get away from any of that when it comes to being Googled.
I mean, at this point, you just move to Zimbabwe and get a flip phone. I mean, if you want privacy. Other than that, it's gone.
Yeah. GM's OnStar privacy page makes it clear that the company may use your information to improve the quality, safety, and security of products and services, to develop new products and services, and for marketing, quote-unquote, in response to car and driver's request for comment. For this article, a GM spokesperson said, "Nothing happens in terms of connected services without customer consent."
Relax.
You consented to it. Okay, wait a minute. You mean that thing where it said you agree to the terms and service or terms and conditions that you hit okay or accept on that no one actually reads? That's what they're talking
about,
right?
When you buy a new car, and I've never purchased a new car, so I don't know this, but when you buy a new car and it's got all the new fandangled gadgetry and internet connected, yada yada, at what point do you click, "I agree"?
Probably the first time you turn it on.
To the EULA. Like, I've never seen that come up in a car, ever.
Because you weren't the new car buyer, right? But that's the other thing.
I don't know.
If the other person who bought it opted in, and then you buy it used, or you get into the car and you're borrowing it or whatever, you're not given the terms of service.
Right. Yeah.
You're just plugging in your phone and, boom, you're connected.
Well, even if they have a new terms of service every time you plug your phone,
you still won't read it.
Right? It wouldn't make a difference. Yeah. Those things don't make a difference. They've done studies on it where it says you've given your firstborn child and whatever.
Sold your soul to Satan.
Like a whole variety of crazy things, and people don't read that stuff.
And as I pointed out earlier in the show tonight, it doesn't matter if you read it because they can change the terms of service at any time, and some of the terms actually say that they can change them without notice.
Yeah.
Frequently they'll give you notice. They'll shoot you an email or whatever. We're updating our terms. And your continued usage of the car is your continued agreement that you agree with the new terms. That's what they'll say.
Perpetual auto renewal.
There's more coming up here if you want to share your thoughts on tracking, because there's also an even more sinister side of this coming up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. Your only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. If you dial in now, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, Ian, Captain.
And Mark.
And also want to say thanks to Nick. That's N-I-K, Nick, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means Nick is contributing $5 a month to our AMP program. And that means he's helping us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, helping us get on more radio stations. We're on over 200 stations, coast to coast and beyond, as far out as Guam and Alaska, and even the U.S. Virgin Islands. So we're out there, and we could be out there further and on more stations, but it does take money and time to advertise, market, and promote. And that's the whole idea behind the AMP program, is you can help us do that for $5 a month, and you can get access to cool perks and bennies, things that only amplifiers can do and only supporters of the show have access to, like the special chat rooms on our Discord server. There's an amp-only Facebook group and more. You can go and get all the details and get signed up, just like Nick, over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month or Bitcoin, so your choice. And you can use PayPal, and you can use credit card as well at ampamp.freetalklive.com.
Want to tell you about Divi. We've been talking about cryptocurrency quite a bit here on Free Talk Live. We were, in fact, the first media in the world to discuss Bitcoin. And cryptocurrencies had an interesting time over the last month or so. But I don't want you to forget about some of the little projects that might really turn into something. Divi, not only did it increase more than the vast majority of cryptocurrencies did last year, had a news article on that not too long ago, but they're rolling out a new wallet, which is going to allow you to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds, allow you to exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and government money right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. No need to wait, though. Divi's already offering the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. And these are the one-click masternodes. They make it really, really as easy as they can. Go check it out, diviproject.org. That's Divi project.org.
All right. We're talking about vehicles and the computers within them and how much data they're collecting. It's happening with pretty much every car company out there. Is it a government mandate, or is this just the direction that the industry is moving in? Because, well, it's just all those benefits, right? Like you can set a, you gave an example earlier from this article, Captain Kickass, that you can set a governor on the car to make sure your teenager doesn't go faster than 55 miles an hour, or you can tell where your husband is when you think he's cheating on you, or whatever, right? Like there's all kinds of things.
Yeah, you have to set up your preferences. And like the thing that concerned me the most about learning about this was like, you know, somebody who uses more than just their own personal vehicle, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if it's your vehicle, it's your primary driver, and you've got your phone and data, you know, stored in it and all that kind of thing, that's one thing. But, like, if you rent a car and you connect your phone to that, what happens to that data?
They get it all.
They get it all. And so, just to sort of wrap up the subject, the article says...
And this was at the Washington Post, as summarized by...
This is carandriver.com. Yeah, so the author of the article says, to limit what private data your car collects about you, Fowler recommends not connecting your phone directly to your car via the built-in USB port.
Okay.
And also to use 12-volt chargers instead. So instead of charging your device
from using
USB. The built-in,
yeah.
Because that can capture some of your data, use
right.
the 12-volt one that plugs into the
light.
Cigarette adapter. Right.
Right.
He also suggests using an app called Privacy for Cars. That's the number four.
Ooh.
Privacy for Cars.
Okay.
To make sure you delete your data from cars you use but don't own, including rentals or when you borrow one from a friend. These tricks might not be enough when the upcoming 5G networks arrive and allow vehicles to transmit more data in less time, coming soon to a dashboard near you.
So then there's a little bit more of a sinister aspect of this. I mean, beyond the fact that the government could track you, which is the obvious one here, there's also the chance that they could stop you.
Right.
Like, you know, this was brought up with OnStar years ago, and it was brought up as a like a safety feature. Like, well, if we need to, we can stop the vehicle if it's, you know, out of control or something like
right.
that, right? Well, that also means that the government can contact...
Whip the steering wheel to the left and run you into oncoming traffic in case we need to assassinate you.
That's what I'm talking about with the sinister aspect of this. I mean, now, there's no real way to prove... That is what has happened, but there are some people who believe that with, you know, certain questionable deaths of people who, you know, may have had some government interest in them.
Harambe?
I don't think it was a car accident
right.
that did him in.
I just wanted to check.
But there, and I don't remember specifically what I've heard somebody say. Well, the government could have done, you know, somebody who died in a car wreck like that.
Epstein with Ansel?
I don't know what Ansel is.
What's Ansel? Like it's right in the cell. The cell's controlled by...
In the cells of his body, you mean? Or
no, the cell that he was in.
Prison cell.
Incel. Okay, gotcha.
Incel, not incel.
Okay.
That's just a libertarian.
So anyway, back to the serious matters here. But yeah, I think that's a legitimate concern that people have. And you may say to yourself, well, they're not going to do that. Well, you would never know if they did.
Oh,
that's
no,
the thing.
It's going to be done. And you guys remember that TV show 24, Kiefer Sutherland?
Sure.
Never saw it. So in that show, an amazing amount of things that were improbable for a government to do probably at that time. It was a little bit forward thing. All of those things are now being done. All
when
of
was this, like 05, 03 or something like
early
that?
Aughts. Yeah, I would think so. But, like, you know, it was this secret government force, and, like, because they were the secret government, you know, agency, they could tap into, like, any city's, you know, camera system, their bus system, you know, all that kind of stuff. They could do exactly what you're talking about, like, shut down a car if they could remotely hack into it somehow. Way through like an OnStar or whatever. So like again, it's, you know, science fiction sort of, you know, like that comes to pass.
It's true. It's now happening.
Yeah.
And I actually just saw a great movie last night called Upgrade, which is just an excellent kind of lower budget action film. It's about a guy, and I'm not going to give away anything here. It's the first scene in the movie where he and his girlfriend / wife they're just kind of going out. They got something to do, and it's semi-futuristic in that it's like maybe set 15 or 20 years in the future from here. So all the tech is completely believable. It's like stuff that we see being built today that's going to be mainstream, you know, in a relatively short order. And so he's like this car guy who fixes like old cars, and he likes the old, you know, the old cars, you know, the muscle cars, that kind of thing. But his wife's got one of these hello, ma'am, let's take you where you need to go. And, you know, the seats, there's no seats to sit in to control the car. It's one of those kinds of things, right? And we know this is coming. Where you just get in the car and you can sit there and play, you know, Yahtzee or whatever the whole time while you're in there. And so they, the car gets taken over by some thing or person or whatever, and it drives them off the path of where they were supposed to go. They can't stop it.
Right.
They realize that they've gone off the beaten path. They're going into the bad neighborhood.
This is how the snuff film starts.
But anyway, and there is a snuffing that that goes on, actually, right after that. So the car takes them to a location, and there's a criminal gang that's there waiting for them, and they ice this guy's wife, and they shoot him as well. And the rest of the movie is about him getting revenge, and he's assisted in his revenge because he's turned into a paraplegic by, or maybe a quadriplegic. Anyway, he's pretty severely injured in this this fight, so he can't move anymore. And he's got a chip that's implanted in him that is makes it so his brain can once again communicate with his body.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have self-driving cars. We don't have an exoskeleton for this dude.
He doesn't need an exoskeleton. The chip actually allows his brain to, again, resume using his body. But the chip also has the ability to take over if he gives the chip permission. And so the chip ends up, like, helping him be this, like, almost super-level hero, kind of just whip people's butts, essentially, in fights because the computer is controlling his moves.
That one hasn't crossed my feed yet.
It's a great movie. It's called Upgrade. But, you know, I bring it up because the car thing that we're talking about here is critical. There's actually another scene in the movie where another car crash happens because somebody else's car is taken over by a computer in the midst of it driving, and it's just some innocent guy, and they put his car going in reverse and runs into another car that kills somebody.
Yeah, the Internet of Things, or IoT as it's commonly referred to, is both wonderful and scary depending on the application.
Right. And with the government out there, that's what makes it the scariest.
Yeah, can you imagine government, you know, having the ability to, oh, I don't know, you know, oh, there's an altercation, you know, in downtown, you know, insert city here, right? And the government can just, like, shut down all transportation in the area?
Sure.
That's scary.
Yep, and this future in the movie, they got drones everywhere. There's just constant drone surveillance of the city.
Man. The thing about the mysterious drones in, where were they, Colorado?
I heard something about this, yeah.
Like, people have seen these, you know, flocks of drones, and nobody knows, I don't know where they come from or whatever. And
don't worry about it, it's not a problem.
And so now, of course,
they're just watching you.
Lawmakers want to have new laws making all drones identifiable at any time.
I thought they already had that. Isn't the law supposed to be that
something
if you get
like
a
that.
Drone, you got to register it with the FAA?
If it's above a certain weight, yeah.
Yeah. And that's a pretty low weight from what I understand. Hey, we're out tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, check out Captain Kickass at lcaptainkickass.com.
Thanks.
elcaptainkickass.com. See you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.